Simon Tav Chav Gimel, page Resh Pei Hei. Page Resh Pei Hei, Simon Tav Chav Gimel, Seder Kriyas HaTorah B'Rosh Chodesh is very interesting. The Seder of Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. It's very confusing how you are. Depends where you go. So we have over here many different opinions. All depends on the Gemara. It's a Sugim Sech Megillah. Mamados, we're not going to go to the Gemara Megillah. We're just going to read the Mishnah Berurah and some Dirshum. Let's just run through it. Oimer Reish Pei Reish Chaf Gimel. So Reish Chaf Gimel page Reish Pei Hei. The page number is Reish. The simon is Tof Chaf Gimel. The very beginning. Say the Kriya Satira Beresh Chodesh Ubo Dalit Sifin. Oimer Kaddish Tiskabel. So we finished Shachas. We discussed yesterday. We finished off yesterday with Halel, Halel, Chatzi, Chatzi Halel with the Baruch before, Baruch afterwards, according to our custom, and then we recite. We said Kaddish Tiskabel, the complete Kaddish Tiskabel means may Hashem accept Tiskabel Tzlo Sehon Uva Uson, two expressions of prayer of the entire Klaush, because since davening is over, Shachris is complete, we recite Kaddish Tiskabel, and then Motzin Sefer Torah, the Koirin Boy Arba, we read four aliyos, four different people are called to the Torah, Ein Poichas Semehem, you may not read less, the Ein Moisifin Alehim, you may not add more, the Ein Maftrim Benavi, and we do not read from the Navi on Rosh Chodesh. Let's see Mishnah right away, Mishnah Aleph Tiskabel, this is a general rule, the Kol Yom Sheish by Musaf, any day which we have Musaf, Oimim Kaddish Tiskabel Acher Halav Hu Siyuma the Tila Shachris. When you finish Shachris, then you recite Kaddish Tiskabel, and this is true for Rosh Chodesh and for any day when we recite Musaf, like Chol HaMoed. Let's see the Dirshu on the right side very quickly. Number one, the Akaddish Amon Resh Pehei, the right side. Number one. The Akkadish Shalachar Halel Kosav El Shahu Misyaches Latilos Shashmon Esrei Ulchin Kosav Sheizor Hashas Miladaber Shaloi Minyone Hatzfila Aliachar Kaddish Tiskabel Shalachar Halel. So the Shliach Tzibur should not get into a discussion. Maybe the Shliach Tzibur is the Gabbai, and after he finishes, he'll finish Hal very quickly, and he can go and he can tell someone Psicha and do this, do that. So technically it's not really us, because it's in the Inyan HaTzfila. You're telling someone what to do for Tzfila, so technically it's not the end of the world. But once you start the slippery slope and tell this guy to Psicha, you'll say, are you disappointed who won the election? So he'll be mafsik in Tzfila, and that is not a good thing, because the Kaddish Tiskabel it goes back on Tzfila, and there may not be a hefsek between the Kaddish Tiskabel and the Shmona Esrei. Next, the Imtov, Amalacha Halachatzeka. It just happens. This is not so common to happen. It happens that you finish saying Halel, and the Shliach Tzibur does not know what to do, and he only says Chatzi Kaddish. So most of the time, the Tzibur will jump on him, and they'll kill him. I'll say Tiskabel, Tiskabel. Right, you never seen that? Yeah. But let's say that Tzibur is asleep, they're not paying attention, and they already take out the Sefer Torah, and now they realize, wait a minute, this guy, he did not say Tiskabel, he just said Chatzei Kaddish, like you normally do after Shmona Esrei. He forgot that today is Rosh Chodesh, did not know the halacha, that today we say Kaddish, Tiskabel, after Shmona Esrei. But you already took out the Sefer Torah, so what do you do now? This can happen. V'im ta, v'yam alechar halach Chatzei Kaddish, and now you're ready in the middle of laning, cause v'im ha'am g'v'yes shlach v'yes ha'torah, so what you should do, okay, this is very interesting, I think people don't know what to do. Here it is. After you finish laning, instead of saying Chatzi Kaddish, you say Kaddish Shalim. V'shalach ha'kriyas ha'torah yochol loymer Kaddish Tiskabel. You say the entire Kaddish koydem b'mokim, instead of saying Chatzi Kaddish. Only after you lane, you say Chatzi Kaddish. But since you made a mistake and you did not say Kaddish Tiskabel, so now you'll say Kaddish Tiskabel after kriyas ha'torah. Next. Now, we discussed this last week. Let's say we have a Shliach Tzibur, we switch. You have someone that comes up to die. daven seha, like an ovel, in a shul where they allow avelim to daven shmoine esrei, and then someone takes off a halal, or you have a shul where they want to have someone daven halal with a nigun, and they have a special chazan for the halal, who says the kaddish to skabel. So this is a very touchy thing. There are many different opinions. So here he's bringing down, he's taking sides here in the dirshu. The minhag ha'olam is that the shliach tzibor of Shmona Esrei returns to say the kaddish to skabel, which we discussed. It should not really be broken up. When we call makom, so he says that b'di'eved, if the shliach tzibor does not return, and the one that says halal says kaddish to skabel, it's okay, provided the one that said halal listened to every word of the chazaras hashatz. U'mikol makom im hashatz hasheni shama es kol chazaras hashatz, if this new shliach tzibor who led the halal listened to every single word of chazaras hashatz, kosaf hagorim chaim kivliyevsky shemestave shagam hu yochol loymer sakadish eskab shachar halal, because since shemei koine, since this person was a participant, he was a listener to the shliach to the chazaras hashatz, shemeya koine, it's as if he has actually said every word of the Chazar Sashatz, so he also has the right now to say Kaddish to Skabel. Okay, let's go to the Sif base. Now we go to the actual Sukkim. Now let me give you a Hagdama. There are three parashios that we read on Rosh Chodesh. We read the Tomid, Shel Shachar, yeah?
Where they're making up the Kaddish after leaning.
Okay.
And they forgot to say.
Okay.
Who says it?
Oh, so L'chora doesn't say here, L'chora it should go to the one that daven shachars. I'm assuming because he's the one that should have said. Now you ask, I'll tell you, let's go off the topic for a moment, because he discussed it here very. Mr. Bloom asked the question, who says the Khatzi Kaddish after Kriyas Satar? So if you go to different shuls, you will notice different two minhagim. In some shuls, the minhag is that the Balkore says the Chatzi Kaddish. If you go to other shuls, some shuls, they give it to an ovel. Because the truth is, the one that this Chatzi Kaddish was originally established for the Yosem. In ancient times, it wasn't like we do today. After the davening, then they said Kaddish Yosem. There are different. The minhag of Kaddish Yosem evolved over a very long period of time. Could very well be that originally there was no such thing as Kaddish Yosem. That you davened. It's a new thing. It was a innovation that a Yosem should say Kaddish for the Ilui of the neshama of the one that the relative that is no longer here. So at one point in time, the only Kaddish was the Kaddish after Kriyas Satorah. And the Kaddish after Kriyas Satorah, it wasn't what we call Kaddish Yosam, because Kaddish Yosam includes the last two Yehei Shalom Rabbah and Oseh Shalom Bimramov. The Kaddish after Kriyas Satorah is a Chatzi Kaddish. You don't say Yehei Shalom Rabbah, you don't say Oseh Shalom. Who was given that Kaddish? It was given to the Yosam. So there are people today, there are minhagim today, there are certain batei kenesios where they take turns. The one that says the Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyas Satorah is a person who is a chiv. Did anyone ever see this?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
It's done.
They bring him in.
The Baal Tefillah, because if the Baal Tefillah is a chiv, correct. Since the Baal Tefillah is a chiv, so he says it. Other shuls they don't want because it's gonna shter the whole davening, it's gonna make morph, disrupt the whole davening. So the one who lanes, the Balkore, he gets the Kaddish with a hakpada, no one else. If he lanes, he says the Kaddish. Now when I was sitting Shiva, someone came over to me, talking different about Kaddish, so he told me something very interesting, that in some shuls there's a minhag that bedafka, a person who is a chiyuv, should not say the Kaddish. Why? That defeats the purpose. Not because it belongs to the Baal Kore, it's because you have to trace the source of the minhag. This Kaddish was established to be said for a person who has no one to say Kaddish for. There are people who leave this world and there is no one for them, no one says Kaddish for them. Okay, so today there are different societies where you pay money or you don't pay money and the people say Kaddish. But it wasn't always like that. Therefore, the Baal Koreh, or a person that's not a Chiyav, should say this Kaddish, Le'ilu Nishmas, the one for whom no one is saying Kaddish for. If you're going to give this Kaddish to a Chiyav in the Beis HaKnesses, what will he be thinking when he says the Kaddish? I'm saying the Kaddish for my own Chiyav, my own relative. That's... We don't want that. That's not fair. You're stealing the Kaddish from the one who has no one to say Kaddish for.
Also creates a problem. Why him, not him?
Correct. That's in the game. They could take turns, right? You have to keep cheshbon, right? But adrabah, this is a very interesting idea. The Kaddish was established not for a yosam. It was established for the people who have no one to say Kaddish for them. Therefore, bedavko the Baal Koreh, someone who's not a chiyuv, should say the Kaddish in order that the Kaddish should be miyuchid for that one that no one is saying Kaddish for. But in this instance, where we made a mistake, and it's, again, this happens, it's not so rare, it happens after Shalal, you forget to say Kaddish to Skabel, and they only say Chatzi Kaddish, and then they're in the middle of laning, and someone realizes that the Shlech Tzibur made a mistake, did not say Kaddish Sholem, then after you, from Kriyas HaTorah, you say Kaddish to Skabel, and in this instance, you give it to the Shlech Tzibur, because he's the one that really should say the Kaddish Sholem over the Shachris. Okay, now we go to the Halacha. Now let me give you a little hakdama. On Rosh Chodesh, we lane three sections. We lane the Tomid Shel Shachar. Right? Tomid Shel Shachar. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Levot Tzaves B'nei Yishol V'yamarat Alehem Es Karboni Lachmi Lishai. How many psukim are there in the Tomid Shel Shachar?
Eight
psukim. Then we lane the Musaf of Shabbos. How many psukim are there in the Musaf of Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
Two psukim. Mm-hmm. And then we learn the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. How many psukim are there in the Rosh Chodesh? Five psukim. Okay, so here now, that's the basic. Three parshios. Tomid Shel Shachar, five psukim. Shabbos, two psukim. And Rosh Chodesh, five psukim. There's a halacha. What? When you lane, you have to at least lane three psukim, and you have to at least leave over three psukim. You're not allowed to stop in the middle of a parsha when you have less than three psukim to go. Okay, so that's a rule. So far we have two things, two yesodos, three parshios, eight, two, five. Parsha Tomid has eight psukim. Eight, Shabbos has two. Rosh Chodesh has five. That's the first yisod. Next yisod. You have to always lay in at least three psukim, and you may not stop in the middle of a parsha where you have less than three psukim to go. The next yisod is on Rosh Chodesh you must lay four aliyos. Now when you take these three things together, you are in a lot of trouble. There's no way these things are all going together. Because what are you going to do? Let's just, before we look inside, let's try to figure out. What are we going to do? We have to give, let's assume we're going to give the last aliyah. Let's look at the last aliyah. Revi. So we're going to give the last aliyah. We're going to save Rosh Chod Sheichen. Now, you can't start. There are only five psukim in Rosh Chod Sheichen. So you can't give the last aliyah, the last oila, the last three psukim. Because if you give him the last three psukim, that means that you gave the one before. The one, if you give him the last three, it means you gave the one before only two psukim. Right?
You can't have that.
So it has to be that the one that's getting the last ali is going to get the entire parsha. The entire Rosh HaShechem. It has to be that. And parsha of Shabbos is only two psukim, so that cannot be broken up. So now we'll give the last aliyah to Rosh HaShechem. What are you going to do now with the other three people? The other three people, you have eight psukim and two psukim, eight and two. How are you going? You need at least 9 psukim for 3 people. You need at least 9 psukim. 3, 6, 9. You can't break up 8 psukim among 3 different people. And especially the parish of Shabbos, someone has to get the entire parish of Shabbos. Being that Shabbos only has 2 psukim, we're either going to give it to the one who gets the last aliyah, or we're going to give it to the one that gets the third aliyah. So basically, we have to give the fourth aliyah to one person. All 5 psukim are going to go to one person. Now we have 3 more aliyahs. The first parish only has 8 psukim. How are you going to break up 8 psukim into 3 aliyahs? So that is the discussion here. Now this is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Megillah, and there are different ways to learn Pshat in the Gemara Masechta Megillah, which we're not going to go through. We're just going to learn here the bottom line. There are basically 3 customs, and most shuls do the first custom, but we're going to learn over here in the Shulchan Aruch. And then there's a minority view, Minig Hagra, which I assume is done in Eretz Yisrael, and there are a few Batik and Asiyos that are done in Eretz Yerushalayim, and there are a few Batik and Asiyos here in America which also, for whatever reason, follow the Minhag Hagra, so they do this as well. And then there's a variation which is, I don't think it's done anywhere, but maybe it is. Okay, let's see. The Kari HaKayin, here we go. So the first Aliyah is Bahalacha Beis. The Kari HaKayin, Shalosha Psukim. What are the first three Psukim? Shehei Vayidaber Tzav Yemart. It's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. So we have 8 psukim. We have 5 more psukim to go. The Levi. So here's the solution. You have not violated any rule, right? You've learned 3 psukim, and you've left over 5 psukim. Wonderful. No violation has taken place of the second rule. Now we're going to Ezel Chacham Haroyas Anolat. We're going to right away prevent any problem from happening. The Levi Choyzer V'Korei V'Amarta. The Levi is going to repeat Pasuk number 3. So he's going to read 3, 4, 5. Choyzer V'Korei V'Amarta. V'Korei Es HaKeves Echad. That's number 4. That's Pasuk number 4. And the Asir Soif is Pasuk number 5. The Yisrael will read Pasuk 6, 7, 8. The Yisrael Kari Oilas Tamid. 6, 7, 8. And what else? Once already he gets to Taraliyah, so we're going to give him Shabbos. We're going to give him also, we're going to give him 6, 7, 8 of the Tamid. And we're also going to give him the 2 psukim of the Karban, the Musaf of Shabbos, at Uvarashi Chodshechem. The Revi Kari Uvarashi Chodshechem at Asaif. So let's review. So what do we have? What do we have over here? We have the first one, the coin gets 1, 2, 3. The Levi gets 3, 4, 5. And the Yisrael gets 6, 7, 8. Plus the first 2 psukim, the 2 psukim of the Musaf of Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah and some fascinating dirshus about this. The Levi choyzer v'koy. The Levi reads the pasuk a second time. Hatam v'rabbi gemara mishum v'lekha parasha zoel l'shmoyne psukim. We gave the background. There are only 8 psukim in the parasha of Tamit. V'imkein im yikra ha-Levi kedarko shloish psukim. If we're going to do 3, 3, so the Yisrael coin gets 1, 2, 3. The Levi would get 4, 5, 6. How many psukim are left at the end of the parasha? 2. That is a violation. You're not allowed to stop when you only have 2 psukim left. You're not allowed to stop there. So when you give the Levi his aliyah, you can't stop there. And maybe you'll give me a suggestion. You know what we'll do? So we'll leave for the first person 3, and we'll give the second person 5. The Ashlishi v'Harvi Yikru b'Parshas v'Yoyim HaShabbos Parsh Dorosh Chodesh Gam Zeh Yefsher. You can't break up Aliyah number 3 and 4 among the last 7 psukim. Why not? Because the parish is the Shabbos like al shnei psukim. It's only 2 psukim, so you can't stop there. Therefore, you have to read the 2 psukim, you have to go into Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh has how many psukim? 5 psukim. So if you're going to go 3 psukim into Rosh Chodesh, how many are you going to be left with at the very end? 2. Which is no good. Therefore, there's no solution. Now, when you read a new parish, you must at least live in the parish at least 5 psukim. lifnei revi ela shnei psukim lefi shikula rak chamisha psukim al kain tzarech lasas kenis galel. Therefore, something has got to go. Something has got to go. So therefore, according to the solutionist Dominic Olam, it's a very big kaddish because it's not the pashup shah what it means in the Gemara. The solution is the Levi repeats one pasuk. It's all you have to remember. It's very simple. All you have to remember is the one who gets the second aliyah repeats one pasuk. There's a repetition. The third pasuk. That's all you have to remember. Now, Uvi Dem Shulasi over here. Now, that is going to give us some variations. Uvi Uvi Kari Uvi Rashi Chatshechem. Fine, like we learned. Now he tells us what the Bach is. Now, no one does this. I don't listen, but this is very uncommon. The Das HaBach HaPichadosh Sheyoyser Toif. Better, but no one does this. Sheyoyser Toif L'sayim L'shlishi Ad Uviyoyim. Maybe I'm making mistakes. What do we do? What does it say in the Siddur? I'm already confused. What? Maybe I'm making a mistake. I always doubt myself. Chol HaMoyi Pesach. Okay, Mezuz Habracha Rosh Chodesh. Okay, the Yisrael Revi. Right, this like I said is correct. Okay, so but let's see what it says over here. Okay, so I was correct so far. Revi Korei V'Das Habach Pichodesh Sheyoyser Toif L'Sayim L'Shlishi Ad V'Yom HaShabbos. No, don't read for the third for the Yisrael Pasuk of. Six, seven, eight, and then the two psukim of Shabbos. Just read pasuk 6, 7, 8, and stop. And give the Revi, give him Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The Revi kuviyam Shabbos at Sefer Kriya. That's what the pre-chodesh in the Bach said. That's preferred, but no one does this. This is not unheard of. Like what we do, we give the Shlishi 6, 7, 8, finished, and then we give him Shabbos, the two of Shabbos. The Da'oit, oh, now he comes to the Gra. Yeah.
I don't understand the logic here because, it would be okay, but you want to have the Rosh Chodesh, it is Rosh Chodesh, and you
okay.
want to have the
Parsha
of Rosh Chodesh itself.
Separate,
so you can
split.
Give yeah, somebody separate. The Parsha of Rosh Chodesh when you're mixing Shabbos.
Okay, so I don't know the answer, but let me take a guess. The guess I want to say is that when you lay in Shabbos, if you do give Shabbos to the Shlishi, you are ending after two psukim.
No,
Shabbos
Eino
Chinami. You're right. It's a separate parasha. Technically speaking, there's nothing wrong. But if you have an option, there is a problem of laying two psukim. That is a problem.
Only it's, when it's not a separate.
What
parasha. We do it all the time.
When do we do it all the time? When do you do it all the time? When? Two psukim. We never do it. Never. When do we do it? Two psukim.
The end of parasha is also, let's say.
Yeah.
Not the end of parasha is also. You read Birkas Kohen.
Yeah.
So each. There's a samach or a pay or whatever it is, a samach.
But you're laying it together with other things. You're laying it together.
You too, you're laying.
No, you're
laying the other psukim of the Talmud, and then you're laying the two psukim.
Okay, I hear what you say, but here are the problems you're ending off. I think in those examples that you're giving me where you're laying two psukim, you lay in the two psukim, and then you go forward.
Or you start with...
No, there's a very big difference when you end off with two psukim, or you go forward, you start with two psukim. You're right, there's no perfect solution. But if you go into lane 6, 7, 8, and then lane two psukim, you're ending off with laning two psukim. That's not a good thing. It's not good to end off with laning two psukim. Let's go further. What do you ask?
Look at this. I mean, okay. Here, but this is what we're talking about. This is every one of these is one pasuk, and you end over here. Yeah, why did you do this? Have all these things, one pasuk, one pasuk, one pasuk, one pasuk, and you stop.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So this is the machlokes between the between what the Mishnah Berurah says and what he brings up the Bach and the Prima Gadim, but he says, but again, the Prima Gadim says that it's Sha'odif Lasas Kimin Hagenu, like what we do is we give the Shlishi 6, 7, 8, and the 2 Psukim of Shabbos. The Da'oit. Okay, now this really will confuse you. You go to a Yerushalayim, you go to the Kotel, and you go to a Shul Yerushalayim, they're going to do it differently. What do? V'da'oid ha'gruach choylik ha'ikar din d'mechaber. He has a whole different interpretation of Pshat and the Gemara. Where this comes from the Gemara, v'l'da'itei seder ha'kri b'rish chodesh hu kain. Koyein koyrei shloisha psukim. So far the same. Here's the difference. You don't repeat v'halei v'chamisha atzoif ha'parsha. You give him the next 5 psukim. No, and not 3 psukim like what we do, and no repetition of one pasuk. Go to the very end. The hashlishi, the one that gets shlishi, choyze the korei shloisha psukim hoacharoinin the parasha shekaru. They lay the last 3 psukim again. The korei uviyoyim hashabbos at parasha derosh chodesh. The review korei the parasha derosh chodesh. Ayn behalacha. He goes through. Doesn't really bring the Gemara. He just discusses the Ramban. He basically says that the Ramban is right. That what we do, what the Be'er Halacha says, is that it's a Pella. If you go to the Gemara Masechet and deal with all this comes from, you'll study the Gemara. You'll see that the Gra is right. That the Pshat in the Gemara is like the Gra. That what should be done is the first one gets the first 3 Psukim, 1, 2, 3. The Yisrael gets 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Levi gets 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What?
It says Kohen Koresh Loshim.
1, 2, 3.
Maybe
5 psukim. The next 5, because there are a total of 8 psukim. The next 5 until the very end, and then the shlishi repeats the last 3 psukim with Shabbos, and then we go there. And this is, you know, you have a concept of minug oiker. What is what's the expression? Minug oiker din. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a Pella, because if you look at the Gemara really appears to be correct. It's like the Gra, but that's not the custom. The common custom is to follow what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, is to do 1, 2, 3, repeat the 3rd Pesach, Pasuk 3, 4, 5, and then you give the last one 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, and the Revi gets the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. Now, here's something very, now let's go see the Dirshu. I will just do this and we'll stop after we do this. This is very interesting. Number 2. Okay, let's start with number 2. The Levi Choyze V'Karei V'Alkein Tzach La'asos K'nizkol El. Number 2. The Gam Kishein Levi V'Beis HaKnesses. Fascinating Shaila. So Rosh Chodesh and there's no Levi. What do you do when there's no Levi? You give the Kohen to Elias.
If there's another Kohen,
yeah.
Can you give a Kohen?
No. You give the same coin. You give the same coin.
Do you want to repeat it?
Oh, so the same coin, according to our custom, where we repeat one pasuk, you only give the second person only gets 3 psukim. You only allowed to lay in 3 psukim for a person. You have to lay in at least a minimum of 3 psukim. According to our custom, we give the levi 3 psukim. 3, 4, 5. And the coin gets 1, 2, 3, and then we repeat 3, 4, 5. There's no levy. So what are we going to do? We're going to give the coin 2 aliyos. Ideally, each aliyah requires 3 psukim. But in the big picture of things, you've only given the coin 5 psukim. If we're going to give the coin 2 aliyos, we have to really give him 6 psukim. Since we're going to repeat a pasuk, so in the big picture of things, it's a bracha levatoa, because we did not give him two proper aliyos. If you go and you give two different people, so to you kohen I gave.
In other words, to bring in kohen B, and you accomplish.
But that's not done. That's a separate issue. That's a separate issue. That is not done. The halacha is, for whatever the reasons are, I don't know the reason, for whatever the reason is, if there is no levi, we give the same coin a second aliyah.
But you had a problem with that.
we have a problem. But that doesn't mean that we're going to break the rules. We'll see now. There are other ways to break the rules. But the other solution, other rules to break. But let's understand the problem. The problem is being that we are repeating one pasuk. Sach hakol. We only have a total of six. We only have five pesukim, and you're giving one person two aliyos. And he comes home. He tells his wife, "I got two aliyos today, but he only gave me a total of five pesukim." So his wife says, "Then you made a bracha levatala, because each bracha requires three pesukim, and sach hakol. You brought home. It's not a matter of lamis. Women are very practical. How much money did you bring home? You only brought me home five sukkim, and you got two aliyos. So there's something that doesn't hold water. We have here a problem. So that's the issue here that was discussed. The God Gashain Levi Besaknes says, Kosim Shal Shuvs Imer Yesher, Shemokim Levi. Yeah. Bimkom Levi. Bimkom Levi. Saying it twice. But being that it's Rosh Chodesh, you're giving the Levi, you're repeating one of the psukim that you already gave him. You're giving the Kohen, you're giving the second.
But this is Kohen.
So you want to say virtually he's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Right. He's two different people. Okay, let's see.
He's a different person for Leonardo.
Let's see. Shemokom Levi Yochel Akoy Lalois Shenis. So it's no big deal. It's okay. Av shechoyzim likrei pasuk shekvar kar belias akayin v'chein kaz b'shal shuvus haartzi of Nafzi Pesach Frank lina kuya shel cholamoy. You have the same situation on sukkis when they repeat the sukkim on the maftir of sukkis. So you can be repeating sukkim. You have the same exact issue. V'shalini akuya shel cholamoy sukkis shel cholayim l'toru karmes ha'oysim sukkim shem ein levi noigim shakoyin l'el shenis makam levi. It's okay. However, not everyone is happy with this. Meidach is always another opinion. Remember that? There's always another opinion. Meidach chateres chayim mistabik ma yasub ben zev. Because of shemut, this is a tremendous chiddush. This is like when you're pulling out the white flag. This is the ultimate desperation method. What? I'm reading number two on the right side. Number two. I'm in the middle of paragraph number two. The cause of shemutav shekoyin yetsim mibeis hakneses.
Before, exactly, they have
10 kohanim. You tell them all to go out.
Yeah, I put it appears. I don't know the answer.
You don't have to tell them.
I don't know. It's very strange. You can't go tell 10 people to. You can't tell 10 koyanim to leave.
No,
that's the problem.
But they are not the bimkom Levi.
But you have.
He is only.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
When it's
one koyan.
Half the time with the big shul, the Gabbai doesn't know if the Levi is there.
Right. I don't know.
Okay, it's a problem. Let's finish up. So therefore, meidach ataras chayim istad ma yasu yevin zev katzav shemutu shakoyin yetsim zaknetsim lo yalu shes l'torah v'chein katzav nefesh chaya. You should plan ahead and tell the koyin. Again, like you said, I have to multiple kohanim.
How this works if you have 15 people in shul, but it doesn't work if you have
exactly for all kohanim. Exactly, I do not know the answer. In general, this is a very controversial halacha to tell kohanim to leave. When you have mechubadim and you have a bris, it's a very controversial, and it's fascinating that he's using it here to solve this problem. Because
it's interesting, right?
All the kohanim should leave.
You know, in the case of a bris or bar mitzvah or whatever it is, so there you want it for your convenience. You want to be able to call two big people from the same family or whatever, and two Israelim. Not for your convenience. Here's for halacha, supposedly.
Okay. It's an issue. It's something very interesting. Let's go further. Number three. Let's say you make a mistake and the Baal Kor doesn't know where to stop. And it keeps on going. chodshechem kasav hashar be'efrayim sheyikrim lo'ila shlishi oipa me'ula satamid ad v'rosh chodshechem. So you have no choice, you have to repeat. And the chanan is the one that gets to repeat what you repeat what he was supposed to get. V'yav shekvar hu chozer l'koy ma shekvar korah, but the matzos can give it sheyav shebe'efen achar k'moish b'kriyas shel cholamoid sukkis shel cholaylim l'toyah korim. Again, that's a simple halacha. You can happen on Shabbos also. Could happen on Shabbos also if you run out of psukim, you go too far. It's towards the end of the parasha, you go too far, so you have no choice. You have to repeat. You have to repeat because you must have seven aliyos no matter what. So it's the same thing. It's not shakashi. Fine. The im ke v'chenim tov v'kar loyel shlishi gam esakuya shel loyel revi kozak v'chayim shiach v'ikur loyel revi rosh chodshim mutav lasos kein af shechayz v'kol loyim shakvar kar. Same idea. You can do. You can repeat. Let's go to number four. The Tamadavar, in this general issue, why do we have four aliyos? Everyone knows this. Why do we have four aliyos in Rosh Chodesh? Because it's a Yom Tov, and we want to show that it has more kedusha than the weekday, but it has less kedusha than on Yom Tov, which has five. The Tamadavar shekorim Rosh Chodesh arba anoshim kosa levush al picha al mishnah b'megillah shevakach marim shekedusha se gedoy lo yosim yom chol shemoyker rak shloish anoshim uchmoyken in masiv Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to add more than four. Don't make her soft. Number five. Our minhag. Don't play around with minhag. Our minhag is like a Shulchan Aruch. You go to a regular shul. If you're not minhag hagra, the regular minhag is you do. You know, people, even shuls that follow minhag hagra, you should know they're very selective. They only follow very selective. If you want to follow everything minhag hagra, you won't even recognize. There will be a lot of differences in the davening. They only pick and choose a thing here and a thing there. I'll give you an example. The yom. And Rosh Chodesh, what yom do you say? According to the Gro, you only say the yom like Baruch Nafshi. So that's extremely rare.
I saw that on one time I was in Eretz Yisrael and on the
Yom Tov. Yeah.
Different Mizmar. Yeah. They said only that
Mizmar. That's the real Gro. Right. So you'll go to a shul here in Flatbush with the Dalai Minik HaGra, so the lame Rosh Chodesh like the Gra, and will come to the Yom, they'll say the regular Yom. And if you're lucky, they'll also say Baruch Nafshi. But they're not going to replace. It's extremely rare in Chutzliaris to find a shul where they will replace the Yom of Chol with only Baruch Nafshi. Oh, but the Gra, we did the Lening like the Gra, so it's selective Gra. It's not a lot of shuls. Our minig is like the Shulchan Aruch, where you lain, you repeat the third pasuk only. That is the common minig. That's what we quote over here. The Ramban writes, the Ramban is not like the Gra. The Ramban is Zerusha and Beidach Hagoyin Rav Yechiel Michal Tekutinsky. Kosav Shaminik Haprushim be Eretz Yisrael. That's not a kasha because that's an Eretz Yisrael. Is Kedas Hagra Bezen Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim? The all of the body can insist Yerushalayim follow the Hagra. But if you're not in Eretz Yisrael and you're in a regular shul that doesn't have any hakpod on the Gra, you follow what it says here in Shulchan Aruch Eden, because that's what the Rabban says should be done. Okay, let us stop here. Let's take a break.